and is said to have taken all the rest of the cash. He must be chilling out at the seaside on a comfortable lounge enjoying a tropical shake. What an asshole. Inhaling deeply, I thought for a while, gazing intensively into the door inviting me to the world of exciting adventures, fatal passions, and mortal dangers. It attracted me like a magnet, and I could restrain my impulse. I activated the control interface. Moving a pointer finger, I shuffled some menus fast, found the appropriate option, and displayed the timer on the screen hovering before me. The timer was coldly counting the amount of game hours and minutes left for me. The digits on the screen didn't encourage me. 12:17:46, 12:17:45, 12:17:44. Thinking for a while, I colored the constantly altering digits into bright red to make them catchy, and fixed them in the left top corner so that I would always see the amount of time left in my periphery. It blinked, and a warning popped up in front of my eyes. "We'd like to inform you that unhidden interface details interfere with the authentic immersion into the magic world of Valdira." I scoffed, closed the warning, and couldn't resist laughing bitterly. "Uh-huh. They interfere, definitely. But I don't fancy disgracing myself among other gamers if I waste the chance and am suddenly kicked out of the game. So I'll get by without the authentic immersion somehow. I won't be able to retort accusing a sudden blackout or a communication fault. The cocoon is equipped with its own rather capacious source of power that will be enough by far to have me finish even the most protracted battle, to end a talk or come to a safer location, to press exit without trouble. As for a communication fault, that rarely happens. Game cocoons are linked to the main server by a dedicated net that has nothing in common either with the global network, the internet, or with local providers, and they fail quite rarely. I am usually a shut pan and prefer action to live socializing with gamers. What's the point of nattering? You can chat in real life. First of all, it's about adventure, fights with monsters, and discovering unfamiliar territories by which Valdira attracted me. There are several good reasons why I've chosen the class of a ranger archer. But at that moment, I was going to talk. I don't fancy leaving the city. Today, I must do my best to rake up some money and pay for one more weekly subscription of my wooden account. And in order to do it, I'll have to talk to traders or warriors looking for a high-quality weapon, some armor, or jewelry. So I'll have to try to sell all that junk I've got in the dusty corner of my room and get some real dough for it. Otherwise, if I can't pull this deal off, I'll put all of my inventory out for bidding at the auction, though unfortunately they suggest 24 hours as a minimum period of day and night. I'll have to exit the game and monitor the bidding process via an ordinary display. A week, the period of time I can afford to idle. Such a short holiday before looking for my new job. Why not? I'm single. The fridge in my studio apartment is chock-a-block with cheap but hearty food. The internet has been paid, as well as the rent, for one more month. And now, all I want is to have a short holiday. A real immersion into the game, with minimal exits into real life. An infinite stream of events and adventures. For instance, I can drop into Black Ridge and go hunting for angry orcs, since my level allows it. Or I can set off on a long journey to the seaside of the South Sea and enjoy its unique sunset when two suns are immersing into the depths of the sea together. The lucky devils who witness this event say it's a real wonder of the world. If I don't spend much on teleport scrolls, it will take me less than 5 days to get there. I can take advantage of some easy quests given by locals. That's ultimately a gamer's dream, so I'll have something to do this week. Only if I manage to rake up some money to pay for the account. Looking around my tiny cubbyhole critically, I regretted for the first time that I hadn't invested a cent into improvement of my private room when I could have. Now I would have had a chance to sell the furniture to a beginner for half price. But at the time of big money in the game, I preferred to spend gold on reinforcing elixirs, better armor.